These days, home is where the everything is. Your work, your gym, the kids' school, your whole life. Xfinity XFi is internet built to handle it all. With XFi, you get the fastest speeds for all your streaming needs, coverage for all your devices, parental controls, and the Xfinity app to control everything. Keep your whole house humming with Xfinity XFi. It's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com/XFi to learn more.
You know, regardless of your bad day, don't make it somebody else's bad day. You know, make it a good day for you on the next day.
Welcome to the Awakening You podcast, reminding you that the answers are within. My name is Scott Goyette, and I'm your host. Each week in this podcast, I will be sharing some simple yet very useful tools to help you dive deep and discover how infinitely powerful you really are. The show is based on specific growth models created by the Go Love Now movement that will help you choose love and move through your fears. The love model, L-O-V-E, stands for listening, observing, voicing, and empathizing. The fear model, F-E-A-R, stands for forgiving, eliminating beliefs that no longer serve you and may have never served you, accepting yourself and others where you or they are at in their journey, and rising up and becoming resilient. During each podcast, my amazing guests will share their experience with using these tools and how you might benefit from using them as well. All information shared during this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Nothing from this podcast should supersede the directions of a doctor or mental health professional. So let's jump in. You know, we've talked a bit about your background, some of the things you have overcome, some of the beliefs that you have, and some of the ways that you live. Let's turn that around and let's actually look at what you're doing with that now, because a lot of people never find that brilliance. And we've talked about how you found that brilliance. So here you are. You understand it's one day at a time. You understand the importance of serving others. And in service to others, that energizes you. You've got that. So here we are. You finished chiropractic school. What were we in, the 80s or the 90s?
That was in 92.
Let's start there, because you've told me some great stories. So here's Dr. Bat, a.k.a. Batman, about to be unleashed onto the world. He knows it's one day at a time. He's ready to serve. Tell me about that.
Look out, world, here I come. Oh, boy. You know, it's always, I remember the first night after I passed all my board exams, and I was lost. I had nothing to do. I didn't have to study. I didn't have to go to school the next day. I'm now a doctor, and I have to go into practice. And then I got to go think to myself, I got to pay for stuff now.
Did you buy the newest Air Jordans, or did you hold back?
No. Actually, I still have those Air Jordans. To this day, my mom and dad saved them. So, right. So, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, it's time to go. You know, I gotta get going. So I got a great job in Austin and decided, all right, let's go. First day, you know, go into the office, talk to my partner that hired me, Dr. Bill DeFoyd, one of my mentor, an amazing gentleman. And he said, all right, he said, Mike, I built my practice through medical referrals and self-referrals. I don't advertise, you know, I don't believe in that. I think that your work speaks for itself. People will send other people, and I get that. 100%. He says, go talk to a couple of MDs and see if they'll start sending you patients. And I knew inside the back of his head, he was like, oh, this was back in 92, where chiropractors weren't readily utilized. And, you know, there was always like the one raised eyebrow and always the, you know, so first night, you know, all right, feeling great. You know, I walk into the first doctor's office and I walk into the office and I said, hey, I'm Dr. Bat. I'm here to see the doctor. And I said, what is this about? I said, I'm here to market and talk to him about patients and how I can help his patients with what I do. What kind of a specialist are you? I said, well, I'm a chiropractor. She said, oh, he doesn't talk to chiropractors. I said, he doesn't talk to chiropractors. I mean, any chiropractors? Is this, he doesn't talk to any certain profession? I didn't understand the statement, but so door slammed in my face. So, needless to say, I'd see a couple of patients that would eventually come to me, not from him, that he was their doctor. And I would always send him a note, you know, dictate a note, send it to him. So he knew that I had his patient taken care of. And if you wanted to communicate with me, it's an open line. I'd be happy to discuss with you what I do for a living. Sometimes it never happened, but eventually some of these doctors started sending me patients, and some of the doctors started to come to see me as a patient. And so understanding now, this is now my gut. I could have turned that light off, right? And this happened 5 or 6 times. This wasn't the first time. I could have turned that light off and said, you know, maybe this profession is not, you know, but I just kept pushing because I believed in what I did, and I saw it in the outcomes with my patients. They felt better, and if they didn't feel better, I'd refer to the right place, and they appreciated that. You know, they knew that I was going to treat them for a short period of time, and if I was going to help them, it was going to be in a short period. So I think that built respect, and it built trust in what I did. And so, you know, moving forward, fast forwarding, you know, it's kind of as I learned that lesson from don't ever give up, I was not aware of the term, but I definitely kept my light on, kept my light shining, move forward. And so, you know, it was great. We built a nice first multidisciplinary clinic in Central Texas with a couple of orthopedic surgeons, Dr. Buddy Tipton, and a couple of physiatrists, physical therapists, everybody practicing under the same roof, which back in the mid-90s was not common. I mean, we were kind of groundbreaking in that. And I think people saw that model and they loved it. They thought, wow, everybody's working together because you're not better than I am. We're both trying to help our patients, right? You know, and the whole attitude of what the doctor would say to me, I would never send a patient to a chiropractor, it made me think, oh yeah, you will, because I'm going to show you that I'm going to make your patient feel better, right? And so, and that attitude, I think, was important. But if I didn't have that built into me in my soul, in my heart as a young person, I think that it would have been a more difficult decision. And I think that too many people, you know, and I built a successful career, you know, and now I love what I do. I travel with the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour as one of their chiropractors, University of Texas Sports Medicine. And so it's been a blast. I mean, I've loved it. And I love every day of going into work. And I sold my practice recently and still working a little part-time. So I'm doing some other things.
So what I'm hearing loud and clear there, and I think this is amazing, we're hearing an exercise in resilience because, I mean, think of this, all right? The first day you go to play basketball, if you've never played, are you going to try to dunk? Are you going to try to shoot a three-pointer? Sure, that's what the kids are trying to do at the park, and that's why they don't get anywhere. They try, they get frustrated, and then if they achieve it, they've never even looked at what the game's all about. You said something in there that I think is both brilliant and beautiful, and it shows your integrity. You wanted to go to chiropractic school because you believed in the science. You believed in the ability to serve and heal. And when they said no to you, you didn't say, like, screw you, or I'm upset with you, like, in any other way. But you said, because I know I can heal your patient. And that's what doctors want. Ultimately, we want to see healed, healthy patients. And so you believed in that. So there's no way that you weren't going to align. Now, you might not have worked closely side by side or however, you know, panned out, but you are going to be serving those patients because people are going to come to you guys to get healthy. So I'm sure a lot of people, you know, they're listening to this. So here we are in Montreal, you're, you know, 8, 9 years old and you're the little brown kid and you're, oh my God, you know, what's going on here? Parents moving me around. I just want to just fit in. Then suddenly you've graduated and now you're a doctor. You're building a practice. And then really quickly, they just heard, you're working at the University of Texas in Austin. Suddenly you're working with the PGA Tour with pro golfers. Pro golfers, think of who is entrusting you. Professional golfers. Their entire existence literally lies in their back. How many people have left golf because of a back issue? And you're sitting with them. Tell us how quickly that journey transpired, because one day you become a doctor, suddenly they're respecting you enough to say, we want to bring you on tour with us. What does that look like?
Well, that takes time too. That didn't happen until about, I've only been with the PGA Tour and University of Texas Sports Medicine Department and Champions Tour over the last 8 years. And so, you know, it takes time. You have to build that reputation. They're not, you know, they're kind of selective in who they want to bring in. And so I think it's important that all that practice, it's called practice. We always practice. We're always practicing every day. Yeah. And so it's never done. It's the work is never done. The learning is never done. And so, you know, that journey has been really nice. And I think that is based on faith and trust in people that A, mention your name, that are PGA players that say, I think you need this guy on your staff. That's important, but that's how you build that through trust in patient care.
And the thing that I love too, is I love the organic nature of your story, because here you are as a young boy playing basketball, because that was in front of you at the moment. That was your chance to succeed then. You bought the shoes to be successful. You invested in yourself to be successful. And it's funny because maybe in that moment you said, I want to be like an NBA player. Well, here's the funny thing. NBA players don't become NBA players by themselves. It's all the support. And now look at you. You went from what was within your means to be a good player. You're a leader already. You're a point guard. And now you're serving PGA players, the top level of pro in another sport. So you literally are everything that we're saying. You went in, you found your leadership in a sport. You learned the lessons in the sport, and you've stayed within sports. So your dream of serving other people, staying active, not only did it ever dissipate, it magnified and amplified and directed you because you trusted in yourself and the universe. It plugged you in. How many people, and this is what I'm always sharing with the kids, maybe you end up, you know, a doctor, maybe you end up a coach, maybe you end up, there's so many spaces in that place to get these people to be the top level athlete. It's not just that person. To be a part of that process is beautiful. And it's amazing that not only are you serving the athletes, you're serving individuals. And now let's talk a little bit more about, because one of the things that you let me do is you gave me one of your swing bag products. I want to talk a little bit about that, because so here's the thing too, and something you guys don't know about me is I used to own a boot camp company, and I have got multiple personal trainer certifications and a bunch of behavioral licenses to make sure that people are doing what they're supposed to do. I've used every foam roller on the face of the earth, everyone, Trigger Point, like all of them. And so Dr. Mike gives me his foam roller, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go through it, and you know, I'm going to say some nice things about it. But when I used it, I'll be honest with you, it was the best one I ever had. And I would have just said, it's really good if I didn't mean that. Tell them why it's so good, because this product's amazing.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. I had an idea over as I was practicing, and I thought, you know, I need to come up with something that I can help patients. And I saw the foam roller market starting to happen, and I designed a foam roller and patented it. It's the design of it is based on how I saw my hands on people, and if I was no longer able to practice, how I could tell them to utilize my services through a foam roller that I designed.
And let's tell them what a foam roller. I realize I never explained what it was. You know what it is when we're talking to people who are in this space. So if you've got pain and you've got issues, a foam roller is for you. What is a foam roller? I need to know.
So foam rollers basically they help. They're just a flat foam core cylinder. And so you roll over it to kind of work on muscles that are tight or stiff, or joints that are tight or stiff. Just like if you took a rolling pin over your thigh, right? If you took your mom's rolling pin or your wife's rolling pin and you rub it on your thigh, it's that pressure, that kneading action. Mm-hmm. But the surface was really flat. And I thought, you know, we have contours in our body. Our bodies we're not squares. You know, we have contours that we have to kind of get in. If we're going to work through your shoulder or your hip. And so I designed it in a way that, with these different bumps and protrusions, and then, you know, so it doesn't hit your spine, because I've worked my spine the whole time. Some of those foam rollers that are flat,
yes,
the foam, right?
Yes.
And that doesn't feel good. So I developed and patented the bone zone in the middle of it. So it works on both sides of your spine. And, you know, so it was something that I wanted to develop, and it was a patent that I have. And it's, you know, it's also a source of income, you know, but it's based on helping people. You know, once again, I think that it's, I love that you love using it. We've developed new products with it. We now have one for horses. You know, we have a equine foam roller. Our new foam rollers have vibration in them. And so we're always trying to improve, just like we should improve in our daily lives. Like we're trying to improve our product. We're trying to make it better, not just for the consumer, but also for the consumer experience. Just like our lives, I talk to you, you know, our consumer experience is great, right? And so, you know, the whole advent of doing the foam roller was A, just because it was fun, and B, it's something that I can give to people or sell to people that they can feel better. If I can't, yeah. I can't touch everybody, and I try to help everybody, but this is a way for people to feel better. And so that outcome is fantastic.
Yeah. And I want to share real quick. So what Dr. Bat is saying is, so that right down the middle of your spine, typically if you lay on this tube, it's a tube and it's got little protrusions, which are mimicking, you know, your hands, your palms, whatever. So what's happening is typically when you roll over one of these tubes on another foam roller, if you've got a sensitive spine, you've got discs or whatever rubbing together, when you rub over that, you feel that. So you've already got inflammation, and then you're rubbing over it. because you're trying to reach the fascia and get rid of the adhesions and the muscles. So what's happening is you're helping and hurting simultaneously. He's taking the negative hurt out and making all the positive hurt. And I can validate that because there's a few areas in my spine that tend to be sensitive and they're not being touched because the way this roller works, it's only hitting the parts that need to be hit. And the other thing that's nice too is you can reach your neck with this one where the other one you really can't, because when you're rubbing over your neck, you're only rubbing on the spinal portion of your neck versus the muscles to each side. So the patent, the concept is phenomenal. If you're an athlete or if you're somebody, you don't need to be an athlete, but I will say this. This foam roller will be with me every day before I play basketball, and I'm going to be 50 soon, and I guarantee you I'm still going to be playing when I'm 70. And it's not just because of this, but these are the smart, proactive tools that are going to allow you to stay. And we talked about this. If you're somebody who says, I want to live a long life, prove it. Invest in yourself. Do these things. And these are the things that when I go to the gym, I make sure I'm drinking a ton of water. I do some dynamic stretches. Dynamic stretches means I'm bouncing and I'm moving, letting my body know this is about to happen. I'm going to play some hoops. I do a little foam roller to release any of the tension, to bring balance back in before I play and after I play. And those are the things that are going to keep you play alive long, a long time. So no doubt.
You know, health is attitude, right? So a lot of, we have to be healthy. And so, whether you, if you're not active, understand that there are ramifications of not being active, right? If you're not active, you're not continuing to grow your brain power and your energy, because you need to be physically active to have energy to make decisions and be a productive part of society. And if you're lacking in the energy from not exercising enough, and I can only help people so much in my office. That's why I'm a big advocate of giving you things to do at home, whether it's getting on the foam roller, shameless plug, swingback.com, SWINGBAK.com. How about that?
I was going to ask you that. Tell them again. I mean, absolutely. Like, here's the thing, like with the listeners, our listeners are willing to invest in themselves to be better. So, if you've got a book or you've got a product or whatever, I mean, I'm highly, highly in favor of getting this product. So I endorse it like crazy. And again, it's swingback.com.
Swingback.com. That's correct. The thing is, I can give people exercises to do. I give them things to do. I can't make them do that, right? I can't make, somebody do a program that I give them to fix their posture or, to fix their lower back problems or to help as an adjunct to what we're doing to do these exercises at home. And, it's amazing how many people don't do what I tell them to do, which is fine. I tell them it's a layaway plan because you're going to end up coming to see me again, but I don't want to have you be dependent on me, right? That's the last thing I want. If you're dependent on me, we got problems, right? I mean, you're not taking your part of healthcare seriously, right? And so that was sort of also with the products. It's here's something that you need to do. Go ahead and do it, right? I want to continue to help you when I'm not there. And so, it's just, you have to trust in the journey and know that, all right, he's telling me something I need to do and I'm going to do it, because obviously he's taken people and done this with them before and they've responded or whatever. So just following instruction and following guidance is really important. And that's what the foam roller.
And I love that because, a lot of us as humans, and I think it's part of the educational process, is the process tells us, create a value, get paid for that value. But we wonder, what really is that value all about? Like, am I becoming a chiropractor? I want to get as many patients as I can, because if I have this many, I can have that house and we'll be happy and live happily ever after. But this is what I see. I see that we're energetic beings and you get this. I've seen, when I listened to your migration over what you've done, you were in service to people to empower them. You were the teacher. You weren't their drug. So many chiropractors, so many doctors, so many personal trainers, so many people in this space to help others, they're a drug. So whenever I feel bad, I run to you, whether it's a physical drug or it's the source that you're providing me. You have, every single day when you've explained, what you've done since graduation, you've come towards this space of making sure you can empower as many people as possible. First, you're working in chiropractic, then you're working with the University of Texas, with the PGA Tour. So you're training athletes to do these things on their own so they can go become the best athlete they want to be. Now, sure, there's some reactive medicine in there, but there's so much proactive. I think the swing back is genius, and I think it's amazing because now you're going to empower people even when you're no longer here. So what are some of the other things that you're doing that you can share with our audience, you know, as far as speaking, some of the things that you're putting together? I want to learn a little more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I recently started a public speaking career and a health education career. As I sold my practice, I found myself, I had some time and then I have my inventions. And so I kind of wanted to fill some of that time up. And I thought, you know, I would love to continue to talk about what we're talking about, right? To motivate people, to educate people, to help them understand what their path should be or how to guide them in some ways if they want guidance, right? And so I thought, okay, well, let's integrate a postural program. I've developed some postural programs because we all have horrible posture when we sit at the computers. And now with, you know, the current pandemic crisis, everybody's working at home and in different workstations with different, you know, psychological stresses that happen, physical stresses that happen. You know, you're around your family all the time, you know, which is you're no longer going into the office oftentimes. And so, you know, we developed a series of programs with, it's called Prosper with Posture. And what we do is we have a webinar series. We do e-posture consults. So you can give me a call and we'll take a look at your posture in a webinar format and look at all your workstations, give you a really simple program to do to help fix your posture. Because posture isn't really hard to fix. It's a simple thing to fix, but it takes dedication and doing it enough times to where your neck pain and your headaches and your lower back pain will improve significantly just from doing these simple programs. So I thought I wanted to kind of preach that in a teaching format, a lecturing format. And it's so enjoyable to interact with folks like you, and it's empowering to learn lessons from each other too. And so I've kind of sort of now just kind of dipping my toes into that forum, and it's been really fun so far. And it's been fun to see just some of the reactions with some of the webinars and some of the public speaking that I've done so far. Just the feedback is awesome.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, all we need to do to predict your success is just look at everything you've done to date. You know, you found a way to, in every transition that I see for no other reasons but true passion and following faith and universe, you're going to succeed because you found a way to do it in every single part of your life because of your energy, your enthusiasm, what you bring to the table. And I love the fact that you're going to go out there and support people in mind, body, and spirit, because that body component, so many times we're running around and we're not taking care of our vehicle. You know, sure, we're creator, we're source, but the only reason we're creator and source in this existence is through this vehicle. And we have one of them, we know that. So we've got to take care of it. So I thank you for what you're doing. I know our audience thanks you for what you're doing. So let me ask you this one last question. How else can everybody here get in touch with you? We've got swingback.com if they want to take a look at the product. What about if they want to do, you know, a virtual analysis or have you, you know, take a look at them or talk to them if they're remote? Is there a way they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can contact us. Oh, I need to get a drink of water. It's Prosper with Posture. So prosperwithposture.com, because it is important. You will, when you have good posture, you're going to prosper. Right? You're going to, people will look at you and say, well, that person's really sitting up tall. There's something going on with that person. They have good energy, you know? And so that's the name of the programs, and prosperwithposture.com is the website, and they can contact us either info@drbatman.com, drbatman.com. They can contact us that way, and we'd be happy to chat with them, or if they want to sign up for an e-posture consult. We've done a bunch of those. I was doing a Father's Day gift for people to say, hey, you think you need some ideas for gifts for your Father's Day. So so we did a little promotion with that, but the e-posture consult is also a great thing. So yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of me and get in touch with me if you want to.
I love it. Hey, I got to say one thing that I want to bring up. I've never seen you and Batman in the same room together. Any reason for that?
Well, I can't really say, but.
Okay. All right. We'll just go with that. We'll go with that. Hey, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. I know our audience got a lot out of it, and I love to listen to your trajectory of everything you've done, and we can predict where you're going. We love you. I love you. Thanks for being on the show. And any parting words?
Scott, thank you so much for involving me in this podcast. It's awesome. I've always enjoyed meeting new people and learning from people, and I certainly have with you. And I really look forward to listening and watching some of your other podcasts, because your message is strong, and it's a message that I will share with other people, because you know, we all need positive vibes in our lives, especially at this time with everything going on in our lives. We need to be positive. We need to have positive people around us. You know, you can surround yourself with negative people, negative things happen. You surround yourself with positive people, good things happen, right? And so thank you so much. I appreciate this time that you've spent with me as well. This is, you know, as Carol Burnett would say, I'm so glad we had this time together.
Oh, you're dating us. We're not in our 20s, obviously. Take care, Dr. Bat, aka Batman. I've never seen you in the room with him. That's okay. I love you, brother.
Thank you very much, Scott. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
This episode of The Awakening You is brought to you by the Speaking to the Heart Podcast Network. If you'd like to experience our interactive show notes for this episode, we invite you to visit us at speakingtotheheart.org.
Do you hear that delicious sound? No, it's not the freshly fried patty of the Crispy McChicken sandwich. Well, actually it is. But it's also the sound of a debt being paid. Because this golden crisp chicken could be the very first meal you treat your parents to. Yes, parental payback is now available in many delicious McDonald's deals.
Like buy one, get one for a dollar. Every day at McDonald's, mix and match a new hot and spicy McChicken with classics like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece chicken McNuggets. Price and participation may vary.
Where you live shouldn't limit your access to quality internet. That's not fair. U.S. Cellular introduces fast and fair high-speed internet. With reliable home internet from U.S. Cellular, now there's no limit to how you stream, game, and work. So instead of this, you get this. Upgrade to fast and fair high-speed internet from U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair.